Hello, hello. Welcome back to my channel. It is Sunny, and this is Sunny's Geeky Grove, the podcast about everything geeky. In today's episode of my podcast, we're going to be a little bit more casual, kind of just have a little bit of a conversation and just hang out and relish in the fact that we are in a new year and a new decade, and it's a new you. No, I'm just kidding. Before we dive deep into hanging out, click that subscribe button if you happen to be new here or have been waffling on subscribing. It would mean the world to me. It's free and it's easy and it makes me happy. And, you know, kindness like that is just super great. So, with the new year comes New Year's resolutions. Now, I am somebody that in the past has been pretty aggressive with New Year's resolutions. I always say, ooh, I'm going to read 70 books this year, or, oh, I'm going to make it a point to exercise every single day, or I'm going to not eat any chocolate at all. And I set unrealistic resolutions and I give them up by February, if that, because I'm setting myself up for failure by making it a timed thing, like, oh, binge eat all of the chocolate before January 1st, because after that I can't have it, or, oh, enjoy the extra hours of sleep now, because on January 1st I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to walk around the block, or I'm going to go for a run. Like, it's setting yourself up for failure. So, about 5 years ago, I realized that resolutions just don't work for me. I have the expectation in my head, and I have all the pressure. And then I have the, oh, it's June, I haven't done very well on my resolutions. Oh, am I even really thinking about it? Or is this just an example for the podcast? Because, yep, you usually don't think about your New Year's resolutions after February until December, when you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't do anything from last year that I said I would. So this year, I really got to do it. And that's just so unrealistic and daunting and puts way too much pressure on it. So there are all these new year, new me's. Like, fuck those. You know you. And can you really do that? Probably not. I have, within the past 6 months, created for myself personal goals that I would like to achieve, not just in 2020, but throughout the remainder of my years on this godforsaken planet. I would like to consume less animal products. I would like to be more creative and more productive. I would like to have a better sleep schedule. My sleep schedule is trash. I'm a garbage human. Hi. Thanks for checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage. Vine reference. Anyway, I have a very hard time with New Year's resolutions, and I noticed that. And I would always feel bad about myself when I didn't achieve them or fulfill them in some way. And it's unrealistic to put that pressure on myself when I know it's probably not going to happen. So about 6 months ago, I started doing small things. I, you know, started working on writing a little bit more. That has not gone over very well. I am pretty weird when it comes to my writing process. I usually reread everything that I've written and then I start to write. And then by the time that I start to write, my creative juices have gone because it's... Ugh. So I have been trying to write more. I have received from my bestie. I got a gift that was called the Writer's Toolbox and hashtag NotSmon, obviously. And it has fun games that you can do. It has plot development cards, non sequiturs and senses, and it just helps you write creatively as far as it gives you prompts and it gives you cool new ways to come up with a story. I've only done it a couple times. I received it as a Christmas gift, but it was a lot of fun. It really did stir up those creative things in my mind and made me want to write more. And, you know, I've been trying to practice my poetry again. And I've been working on just finding the time to be creative and write more. And even if that's just journaling, I have an app on my phone, which is called Presently, where every day you write about something you're grateful for, a sentence, a couple words, whatever it is. Not only is it a way to practice graciousness and being thankful, but it also makes you think, because you don't want to just say coffee every single day or, you know, Starbucks. Like, you want to find things that you're truly grateful for. What about your habits are you grateful for? What elements of the place in which you live are you grateful for? Things like that. And then you can translate that into longer journaling exercises as well. So I've been trying to do that. Recently, I've started finding new ways to eat a little bit differently. I'm not saying that I'm vegetarian or vegan or anything like that, but consuming less animal products in general has been a big goal of mine, just because, you know, we don't, if we should, we should. There was this article I read that something about the livestock needed if Trenton's continued livestock would take over 2/3 of the livable world or something like that. I don't know how accurate that is, but, you know, as an individual on an individual level, there are things that I can do to make myself feel better, not only in my body, but also in my conscience. And, you know, that's really all one can strive for. And I have been, you know, I've been doing pretty decent on my water consumption, hydro homies. I've been trying really hard to keep my water bottle full and next to me and limit the amount of, you know, times where I reach for my soda versus my water. It's hard. It's difficult. I'm not a 100% true hydro homie yet. I don't know if I will ever be where I am just water only, but, you know, it's not unreasonable for me to replace a soda with a water and just be conscious of, hey, you're thirsty, don't drink soda, drink water. Or, hey, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe you shouldn't be drinking that iced coffee, maybe you should grab a glass of water. Hey, you know, Sunny, maybe you should do it. And maybe I should. But you know what I have right next to me? Yeah, I have my iced coffee. And I don't care, because I need it. I deserve it. I had a migraine all night. And it's a little treat. A little treat for the Sunny. So why not? Why not just do it? Because I'm gonna. Because I did it. And it's here. I'm gonna do it. Anyway, I think that it's important to not put guidelines as far as when something should start. If you want to better yourself, it shouldn't be, I'm starting January 1st. It should be, I'm going to start today. Or I'm going to start tomorrow. Or, hey, I have a conference on Friday, but when I get back on Saturday, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Things like that. You should try and make the change as soon as possible so that you're not setting yourself up for failure, because with resolutions, that's what you're doing. You're putting yourself on a strict timeline. I have X amount of days until this happens. And that causes anxiety, stress. Whether or not you notice it is up for debate, but it can happen. And you should really be focused on, if I truly want to make this change, I need to start as soon as I can and not wait for this day to come or wait for the new year to start. Because really, do it now. The only thing different between a New Year's resolution and a goal is when you start working towards it. Usually New Year's resolutions are January 1st, whereas a goal could be May 2nd, June 14th. Things like that, you know, in the middle of the year. Cool. You want to start going to the gym every other day or once a week, or, you know, you want to start preparing for next year's half marathon or full marathon. Start now. Don't wait until January 1st, because that is going to be detrimental to you and it is setting you up for failure. And we don't want that. We want to achieve our goals. We want to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be. And that is something that really is a hindrance with New Year's resolutions. Just because it's a new year does not mean it's a new you. You are still amazing. You're still wonderful and you're still kind, hopefully. Even though we can always practice kindness, you're still a fantastic human being who has value and worth. Why set yourself up for that failure, for that dragging down, from hindering yourself, from limiting yourself, putting a tight time frame on when you can start it? If you are going to put off something until January 1st in which you could start it today, why? What do those extra days get you? What benefit does that provide? Does that provide you any benefit? If it gives you time to prepare for that goal, that's different. Because if you are like, okay, well, I'll need to buy a yoga mat, free weights, resistant bands, I need a new pair of Fabletics leggings, hashtag not sponsored, never worn them, I don't know if they're good. If you need items and you need time to procure those items, obviously that's different. Then, you know, take the time. But in that meantime, you could be doing something towards that. Like, if you're buying a yoga mat, leggings, resistant bands, free weights, chances are that means that you're trying to start implementing yoga into your daily routine. You can do that without having all of those items right now. Throw on a beginner's guide to to yoga on YouTube and do the 10-minute, the 15-minute, the 30-minute videos. Just watch them even. See how the poses work. See how their bodies move. Research your goal before it starts. Before you have everything for you to implement and do it right away. That's fine if you need to wait for that, obviously. But get started. If your goal is to train for a half marathon, start resistance training at home, or I'm sorry, stamina training at home. Walk around your house a bunch of times, run in place, see how long you can, you know, run on the sidewalk back and forth without getting dizzy or nauseous, or until you start to breathe heavy or your heart reaches this zone. Figure things out before you are doing the exact same thing that you, or specific thing that you need to do. If your goal is to paint something once a week, you know, start drawing, start brainstorming ideas. If you're somebody that doesn't, you know, brainstorm and you just let it move you at the time, let it move you with a pencil, let it move you with a pen or crayons, colored pencils. I know those mediums are different and not everything is the same as paint in a paintbrush, but you know, if you're waiting on your 15 canvases you ordered off of Amazon, in the meantime, think about the colors that speak to you. Look at pieces of art. You know, watch movies about artists and documentaries and go to your local art museum. Do things that relate to your goal before the things arrive that you need to actually start on your goal. Because then you're not downtiming. You're not wasting your time. You're doing things. You're putting forth that effort. And you'll be working towards your goal. You can study the color theory and what colors you love together and get ideas, get inspiration. And so that is the main takeaway that I hope you get from this is if you have a New Year's resolution, that's fantastic. I'm super proud of you. We should always be trying to better ourselves in some way. Whatever your resolution is, leave a comment down below and let me know. Think of it more as a goal instead of a resolution. Think of it as something that you are always striving for and that you can achieve and that will make you a better person for yourself. If your goal is to practice writing, write every day. Even if it's for 1 to 2 minutes, that writing every day is going to help your creativity, is going to help your writing stamina. You can go online. There are so many daily writing prompts available online that range from serious to emotional to just comical. There are so many. Most of them will be linked to, you know, like Tumblr or Blurty, whatever, weird random blogs, but a lot of them can come from educational resources as well, because English teachers, creative writing teachers, use writing prompts everywhere in their lessons, as far as like bell ringers, which means you should be working on it in the first 5 minutes of class. When you step into the classroom, you see the prompt on the board and you begin writing. And they use them throughout different workshops and things like that. So you can find a lot of really great writing prompts that have not only been written by English teachers, but they could also be from students in the classes. Really great resources. Strongly recommend it. That's another thing you could do them if you were working on creativity. And that way it's 5 minutes, you write, you get inspired, maybe you write some more, maybe you don't. That's not the thing, but at least your brain is thinking and your synapses are firing and you're getting creativity and you're getting those juices flowing. Ooh, I'm never saying that again. So yes, practice your goal. Work towards your goal every day. Today, what did I do to work towards my goal? Well, let me tell you, I did a video for YouTube. Shocker, I know. But that was my creativity. That was looking at, you know, how can I make something creative and produce a product and have that finished and share it with people. Share it with the, you know, individuals that watch or listen to me. And, you know, I did it. I did the damn thing. I worked towards my goal of being more creative. That's where I'm going to end it today. I know this was a little bit weird. I've taken a few weeks off. I didn't say anything because, I don't owe you any explanation. Normally, I make a new podcast every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, uploaded here on my channel at Sunny's Geeky Grove, or my Anchor profile is listed down below. I am available on 8 different podcast platforms, including Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. If you'd like another way to listen to me or on my Anchor profile, you can send me voice messages in which I can include them in future audios, podcasts, or just little nice things that I get to listen to. I have yet to receive one, and I think it'd be really cool. If you'd like, we could have a crowdsourced podcast episode. That could be really cool. Maybe we could come up with a topic. No one's listening to this. We're at 19 minutes and 58 seconds. No one's listening. No one's here. But we could come up with a topic and have, you know, callers, if you will, talking about things. And maybe that's something that I'll come up with and have a short little video about and ask opinions. But in the meantime, you are amazing. Please remember that you have worth and that you are valued and that you are seen and that I see you. If you would like to, you can follow me on Twitter at SunnyGeekyGrove. Slip into my DMs. Tell me hi. You know, we can chit-chat. Say what's up. You can always retweet me. I tend to interact the most on Twitter, I suppose. Starting to try and branch out a little bit more. You can follow me on Twitch, even though I rarely ever stream, or on Instagram, even though I rarely ever post. Both of those are at Sunny's Geeky Grove. If you haven't yet and you would like to, please subscribe. It is free, and it makes me smile and happy, and that's so fucking nice of you. It gives my heart a little flutter. Ring the bell if you want to get notified. I think I already said that. Anyway, once again, my name is Sunny. You have been truly amazing. Thank you so much for listening to me. I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful day. Bye.